Hi everyone, Rafat Issa here with the Microsoft NanoServer team. I'm very excited to finally be able to show you some of the work I've been doing on NanoServer. In particular, I want to show you how fast NanoServer boots and installs on bare metal. I'm using two old servers in my office on a 100 meg switch, nothing fancy. Let me show you what the numbers look like.
The terminal emulation window, PuTTY in this case, is going to show us the various phases that the Pixie boot is going to go through, along with a stopwatch for timing. Let's fast forward to when it becomes a little more interesting. All right, so we're 2 minutes into our demo and we're about to reboot the machine. There we go, PuTTY tells us we're rebooting. And a boot menu just flashes by. And we're booting NanoServer for the very first time. Just to put it in context, we started with a bare metal machine, downloaded WinPE, booted WinPE, downloaded the NanoServer image, and now we're actually booting into that NanoServer image for the very first time, which means we're also processing unattended any specialization during installation. This entire process is just going to take 3 minutes, 3 minutes and 2 seconds. By comparison, the equivalent server core image took 19 minutes on the exact same hardware in my office.
So what did you think? Are you as excited as we are? I sure hope so. Come check us out at Microsoft Ignite, where Jeffrey Snover, our lead architect for Server and System Center, we'll be talking in detail about NanoServer. Don't miss the session. See you there.